Okay, let's go. Call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order. If the audience would please keep it down, we'd appreciate it. Okay, we have two work sessions today, and I'm going to open the work session on Senate Bill 304.
Thank you, Chair Braddock, members of the committee. Senate Bill 304 would transfer the responsibility for payment of court-ordered attorney's fees and reasonable expenses from the Department of Revenue to the counties, only in cases where the properties are centrally assessed as locally assessed as opposed to centrally assessed. There has been a history of these payments that would affect the revenue. It is estimated that these costs that are court awarded attorney's fees would be less than $20,000 a year, and therefore the revenue impact in the biennium would be $40,000, and this would be a transfer from payments that would be the Department of Revenue's responsibility to make to payments that would be the county's responsibility to make.
Okay, committee, and you'll recall during our hearing that the reason I brought this bill back for work session is it somehow didn't seem fair to have one party making the legal decisions and another party having to pay if something didn't go the way they wanted it to. So are there any questions of council before we have a motion? And we have no amendments, right?
Correct.
Okay, Senator Morris.
You're sure we don't have somebody to testify here today?
He's sitting in absolutely the farthest seat that you can get. There are all these seats available, and he is the farthest away.
Madam Chair,
you'd like him to come up.
I think this is one of the least attended work sessions that I've had since my tenure in the legislature. But with that, Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 304 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 304 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. I'll carry this bill. Okay, now I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 302.
Senate Bill 302 would extend a multi-year repayment schedule to roll corrections that were made in the period of time from May 2008 to May 2010. This would have no fiscal impact, and it has a very small revenue impact that is due to lack of interest being collected on any of these roll corrections that might subsequently become delinquent. I estimated a revenue impact of $30,000 in 2011-13 biennium, and then to be tapered down to zero thereafter. This was arrived at by applying a standard 6% delinquency rate to any outstanding multi-year roll corrections in the two fiscal years.
Okay, now, as I recall, this was due to a fix that wasn't quite done right last session. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Any questions of council?
Madam Chair,
a
working definition of roll corrections is...
Madam Chair, Senator Hass, a roll correction would be due to either an error on the assessor's part or perhaps a additional amount of property that was discovered or value.
Yeah, okay.
And it would be applied, it could be applied in a given tax year for prior tax years. And sometimes the roll correction will affect multiple years. And this is really what this amended repayment schedule is available for. If somebody has multiple years changed on their property tax roll, it won't all hit the roll in just one year. It will hit the roll in whatever number of years are being changed in order to sort of smooth out the repayment schedule.
Thank you.
Okay. Senator Morse.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 302 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Morris has moved Senate Bill 302 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Haas, now that you know what a roll correction is, you may carry this bill.
Well, Madam Chair, thank you. I've done roll corrections, but they're usually done at Dunkin' Donuts or at Starbucks and other places that serve rolls. So sometimes they send you a Danish and you say, no, I wanted a bear claw. That's to me easy.
Well, we will look forward to you weaving that into your testimony. Okay, now we have an announcement. This committee is meeting jointly with the Business Transportation Economic Development Committee tomorrow at 4 o'clock for an informational meeting on highway cost allocation study, congestion pricing, and flat fee presentation. So that will be at 4 o'clock, and so I will just see all of you there. I assume it's all gotten on your schedule already.
I assume we're meeting in one of these chambers.
It will be in hearing room B. Okay. Yes, thank you for reminding me of that. I actually sit on that committee, so if you walk in and I'm sitting there, then you're in the right place. Any other business? Okay, we are adjourned. Adjourned. Business? Okay, we are adjourned.